It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
The events that shape this world are happening fast. Keep a level head and stay tuned to 97.1 FM Talk for Democracy 2024.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget to vote if you haven't done that yet. So much at stake here in this election. Turnout will be the key. No doubt about that. Right now, I've got Adam Schnelting on the line with us, of course, running for the Missouri Senate out in District 23. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me. Great to be on with you again.
Yeah, good. Great to have you on. I mean, we've been reporting all morning on the lawsuit against Kurt Barr out there in St. Charles County there in District 23. The polls are going to stay open. This doesn't affect anybody voting. And obviously, Adam, turnout is the key here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Mark, I've been standing at those polls all week, and we've had thousands of people come across our path and be voting. We've had tremendous numbers of voters come out in St. Charles County. I haven't looked at the St. Louis numbers yet. I'm sure those, you know, that number, but it's been tremendous turnout so far in St. Charles County.
But
we need to keep that up.
Yeah, they've averaged over 20,000 a day, I think, in St. Louis County as well.
Incredible.
And we talked, in fact, to Rick Stream yesterday, and who confirmed that it would be record setting if the pace keeps up for the next, 3 days of voting, Thursday, Friday. They're open on Saturday, and I guess you can even do it again Monday. Let's hope people are out there for the right reasons. You know, in the Missouri Senate, there's a lot on the line here, right? I mean, the supermajority is important because if there's a disagreement down there with the new governor, who I assume will be Mike Kehoe, you guys can override that if you have a supermajority. And without that, you lose that ability.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, look, the Missouri Senate is a peculiar beast because each one of the senators are in a powerful position given the nature of the Senate rules as well as the power of the filibuster. So it's really, really important that we hold as many seats as we possibly can in the Missouri Senate, and that those seats that we actually hold are held by conservatives, folks who are actually going to do what they promise during campaign season. That's obviously just as important. It's vitally important that we keep the Senate. St. Charles County has been a conservative stronghold for quite some time now. And it's really important that folks get out and make their voice heard in St. Charles County on the 5th or before.
Yeah.
So we can keep a conservative senator from St. Charles County.
Well, what do you think are the top issues facing Missouri right now?
Quite frankly, the biggest one right now that we need to address is this Amendment 3 issue. But I think it kind of stems from the fact that we need IP reform, and we've not gotten there. But honing in on this Amendment 3 is so, and you both know this, it's so poorly written that it throws the door wide open for abortion on demand up to the very moment of birth. And let's not make any mistakes about it. The taxpayers are going to end up on the hook for some of these abortions, right? The amendment creates a new undefiled term, a fundamental right to reproductive freedom. Well, reproductive freedom, that term is something that's already used in other states, other areas of the country by certain organizations to include so-called sex changes or transgender surgeries on minors. So Amendment 3 leads to transgender surgery on kids. It affects medical malpractice for those who undergo abortions. In addition to that, I mean, the amendment is so broad that it's just going to cause some very serious problems in the state of Missouri, to say nothing of the fact that it's going to end a lot of innocent human lives. So sure. Right now, that is the biggest thing that's going to be on our ballot next week that we have got to address. And, you know, we'll see what happens next session as far as IP reform is concerned, but we need to address that going forward.
Yeah. Adam Schnelting, our guest right now, candidate in District 23, the Republican Senate candidate out there, replacing Bill Igel, who was, you know, always strong on the idea of cutting taxes and shrinking government. I'm thinking about, you know, he's leaving the Senate. Andrew Koenig is leaving in 15. He was always strong on the issue of education, obviously very pro-life, helped write the heartbeat bill and all that. Where do you see your passion there, Adam?
Well, my passion is protecting life and making government smaller. Look, we've got a lot of work to do, Mark, in the Senate. Some of my priorities that I intend to work on in the next session are securing our elections through IP reform, as we just discussed. You know, the Declaration of Independence states that constitutions should not be changed for light, or government should not be changed for light and transient causes.
Right.
A constitution is the very charter of our government. It shouldn't be changed the way we've been changing it over the last 20 years with various amendments. The IP process that we have in place currently allows for so much abuse and manipulation from outside groups and even foreign groups that we have to address that. So that's going to be one of my priorities in the Senate this upcoming session. Lord willing, I am elected to the Senate. The other issue, Mark, and you guys both know this, our region has to address the crime problem within our region. State control in St. Louis Police Department is one path we need to consider, as well as just a greater presence of highway patrolmen on our interstates entering and leaving St. Louis. But we have companies who are unwilling to locate to Missouri due to the black eye that our region suffers from due to the crime rate.
Yes.
And it has to be addressed, not just for the long-term economic well-being of our citizens, but for the safety of our citizens. So those are a couple of issues. But look, I'm going to continue fighting for our Second Amendment rights. I'm going to continue fighting for lower taxes. I'm going to fight against elder abuse, which is very near and dear to me due to something that happened with my mother. You know, fighting to keep men out of our daughter's school bathrooms and sports. I'm going to continue being that guy, that candidate who continues to fight for or fight against, rather, the special interests and the woke indoctrination of our kids.
Going back to Amendment 3 here just for a second, Mark and I have been talking this morning about how all this outside money, I mean, millions and millions of dollars is poured into these races, particularly for the pro-Amendment 3 side. Is there any way legislatively to deal with that, to stop all of this outside money from coming in and influencing our election and potentially the Missouri Constitution?
Yeah, we're going to have to take a look at that loophole. There are many of us who didn't even realize there was such a loophole. I mean, you've got a Swiss billionaire who has been funding an organization to the tune of millions of dollars who have been pushing, and this organization's been pushing Amendment 3 in the state of Missouri. I think I think this particular one that has given at least $3.5 million thus far, at a minimum. We're going to have to look and see how to close that loophole. Otherwise, we're going to continue to have foreign interference in our elections.
Yeah. Soros, Bloomberg, a lot of them have been trying to influence Missouri elections, and something we need to keep an eye on. Adam Schnelting, good luck. I know you're on my voter guide. I hope people are paying attention to what an important race this is in Senate District 23, and they've got every opportunity to get out there and vote between now and Election Day. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Always good to talk to you. Great guy. I've known Adam for a long time. He's been a great state representative, and he'll be a great senator as well. You know, he brought up the crime problem in the city, and I'm glad that he did. The state control of the St. Louis police again. Why would we not do that? Just give me one reason. I'll give you one reason. I had a source tell me this week that in one of the St. Louis police patrol districts, they had 12 patrol cars that they just had to leave sitting because they didn't have the manpower to staff them. That was in one patrol district this week. They're so underpowered, they can't fight crime. It's impossible. And you got to do something to get control of that situation away from politicians like Tashara Jones and Megan Green and the rest of them in the city, or you're never going to start to address this problem.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app